Namaste, everyone, and welcome back to the Embodied Potty. I'm your host, Emily, and as always, it is a true honor and a joy to be with you today. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I think you're going to get a lot of value out of today's episode. I'm really, really looking forward to diving into this topic with you. And today's topic is on investing in ourselves and how investing in ourselves is a sacred and intuitive and intimate process that deserves our time and our attention and really our deep presence. And I just want to start off by saying that investing in ourselves and in our personal and professional growth can be one of the most empowering things that we can do. And when we decide to take a leap of faith and sign up for a training program or retreat that is going to help us grow, we really are proclaiming to ourselves and to the universe that we, one, know that we're worthy of it, right? We know that we're worthy of our investments. And two, trust ourselves to follow through and to show up for what we need so that we can make our dreams come true. And this episode is really geared toward service providers and yoga teachers who have offerings that require an investment for those who want to participate in those offerings. Like for myself, for example, I run trainings and retreats and mentorships and workshops, and all of those things require that a client pays me for that, you know? And so when we are extending our offers out to our community, we want to do it in a way that is mindful and respectful of those who want to engage with our offerings, and also in a way that empowers them to get present with this very sacred and intimate and intuitive process that is theirs, right? It's not ours really to influence. And if you are not a service provider, but you are a service consumer, which is pretty much everybody in the world, I still think that you'll find this episode really valuable because it will, I hope, give you a sense of agency and empowerment over your decision making and what you decide to do with your hard-earned resources and, you know, the kind of people that you do want to trust to help you grow and transform. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this today is because as a service provider myself, who offers high level investment opportunities for folks to dive into their personal and professional growth, I'm really familiar with the process that people go through when it comes time to make an investment in themselves, myself included, right? There is an inner monologue that's happening. It's like, okay, I do want to do this, right? The awareness of the desire for change. And then there's also the fear that comes with that too. Like not just the fear of making that investment, but also the fear of like, okay, if I do make this investment, am I going to show up for that? You know, am I really going to do the work that I need to do to reach my desired outcome? And just to reiterate, as the service provider, this is not our process to influence, right? This is an opportunity for this individual who we want to support to become empowered in their own decision making. And we can give them an opportunity to get quiet and to tune in and to get clear on what it is that they really need and how they want to go about making this decision. This is not our decision to make. And this is what I really, really want to get into today, because I really want to honor that process in every single person. I want us to learn how to honor that process within ourselves, and also as business owners and service providers, how we can honor that process in our community, in the people that do want to work with us, or maybe the people that want to work with us, but maybe now is not the right time. So yeah, I really just want to open up maybe a new perspective around investing in ourselves. And I want to go deep into how, you know, complex this process really is for us. And how no matter what that sleazy, salesy, spiritual, in air quotes, life or business coach is preaching on social media or what they told you, investing in ourselves isn't a black and white determination of whether we are living in an abundance mindset or not, or that we don't believe that we're worthy of investing in ourselves or going after our dreams, okay? Life is complicated, and at any given moment, there's a pretty big chance that we've got about 1,000 different moving parts to figure out how we're going to navigate the next big thing and how we are going to take those next steps towards our goals. So just a few main points that I want to chat about today are my experience with a sleazy sales coach and what I learned from that and how that has impacted the way that I run my business and operate. Why we should never press or push anyone to do anything that they're not ready for, or try to convince them that what we have is what they need. Why we should trust those in our community to make an intuitive and attuned decision about the choices and investments they want to make. And lastly, why we should trust ourselves and our offerings to always reach the right people when they're ready and when we're ready too. All right, so first up, I want to talk about my experience with a sleazy sales business coach and what I learned from my experience with her. And I shared recently on Instagram about my experience with the first coach that I ever hired and also fired to help me grow my business. She was a complete sleazeball. And honestly, it wasn't a total loss because I learned so much about how I did not want to operate my business from her. Like, everything about the way that she did everything was just so repulsive to me. And, you know, at the time, this was back in 2018, and I didn't know any better. You know, I definitely had a strong connection to my intuition, but I was also new to the game, and I was kind of like a little sheep, and she was like a money-hungry hyena. And I was in no way on any level ready for what she was offering. Her program was very advanced. I was coming in completely fresh to entrepreneurship, and she totally skeezed me into paying her over $800 a month for her services. It was just, again, way too advanced for what I needed at the moment. And thinking back on that time, she took zero time to get to know me. We had like a consultation call, and I shared with her where I was in my business, mindset, and financially, which was truly a really bad spot. And instead of doing what I believe and what I see now as what would have been a more honest and compassionate approach and guided me to hold off until I was ready, she used everything that I said as an opportunity to practice her skills of manipulation. And I just want to be really clear that sales can be very manipulative if, you know, you're not in it for the right reasons, right? Like, if you are just in it for the money, then you will want to practice the skills of manipulation. But that's not how we're doing things in this space, right? Or at least I hope so, in the yoga space, in the space where we are, you know, dedicated to mindfulness and dedicated to being trustworthy and honest and non-harming, you know? And it's so funny now that I'm like looking back on that experience, I'm realizing more and more how just like icky it all was. Like, she literally told me that she'd help me look over my monthly finances and budget to see how it could work out. And I knew that that felt kind of weird at the time. But again, like I said, I was just kind of this little sheep and oof. Anyways, I ended up signing up for her program, and I lasted about 3 months. Like, I hated her from the beginning. I didn't know why right away, but I knew that I hated her. And one of the things that really turned me off about her was that she coached us on sales, and she coached us about objections, which basically gave us permission to challenge the intuitions of those who wanted to work with us but didn't actually have the time or the money or were in the right headspace. And simultaneously, I'm over here going broke and like completely lost because I had almost nothing going on and I had no idea how to start a business. And she was giving me some really advanced and sleazy sales tactics. And so I just had this thought, I'm like, geez, like how many people are actually like going broke by being convinced by her that they need her? And the truth was, is at least a handful, because I had side conversations with other women in our group coaching and they were hating it too. They were like, oh my God, she's the worst. She didn't give a shit about us. She really only wanted to collect those payments every month. It was really toxic. And I'm so glad that I got out of it. And again, like, I'm not regretting that, because that taught me so much in a very short period of time, is exactly how I did not want to run my business. Like, no, I never, ever, ever want anyone to feel like they got duped or tricked into something that wasn't right for them. Like, that is the exact opposite of what I want. I think it's also a sign of respect when we honor the intuitive insights of those who may want to work with us, but are feeling like, I might not be ready, or I, you know, don't have the space in my schedule for this right now, or I'm in a bad spot financially and I need to recover before I can make another big investment. We should respect that, like, right out of the gate. At the same time, there is an opportunity to open up the conversation from our hearts and just like our higher, more expanded level of awareness of like, okay, I understand, like, if this really isn't the right time for you, if you don't have a space in your schedule, it's not financially sound for you to do this right now, and you don't feel completely ready, what will you need to feel ready for something like that? And open up that question for their own personal self-reflection and without an agenda. Something that they can do on their own so that they can start to create a clear idea around what it is that they want and how they're going to make that happen. And then when they're ready, they're going to come back to you and they may have another conversation with you, because you didn't make them feel forced or pressured to work with you at a time when they didn't feel ready. Nobody wants to feel like they're being backed into a corner to do something. That is just so icky. Again, I don't know. I don't have another word yet. Maybe I will in a little bit, but icky. And yeah, so this like perfectly flows into the second point that I wanted to talk about, which is why we should never press or push anyone to do anything they're not ready for, or try to convince them that what we have is what they need, or that they need us, because we are not the healers. Okay. We might be conduits. We may be channels. We can offer healing modalities, but essentially every individual is their own healer, is their own boss, is their own determinant and truth teller, you know, of what they need. And if we are really taking the time to get to know the people who want to work with us and that are in our community, then we should be more in touch with, you know, where they're at and what they need, and if now is a good time for us to work together. So I actually have an example of this, how I actually helped a friend and a community member of mine decide not to join us for the embodied yoga teacher mentorship because of the mindset and like emotional space that she's been in. So this probably sounds completely off of the wall for anyone in sales, and I don't really care, because after my experience with, let's call her Wanda, I made a promise to myself that I would always run my business with integrity. And of course it helps too that I like live and breathe yoga philosophy and all those goodies. But yeah, this friend that I was chatting with, she's been through a lot over the past year, just like constantly just doing the most and trying really hard to take care of herself and to tend to a relationship that wasn't working out. And she just had a lot on her plate. And We talked a lot about how, like, even self-care sometimes, like when we have hold ourselves to these really high standards of self-care, can be kind of draining. And I, you know, during our conversation, she reached out to me because she was like, I really want to do this, but I'm afraid. I'm like, cool, let's talk. And I've known her for a while, so I feel comfortable chatting with her about this. And after, you know, I don't know, a little while into our conversation, I'm like, you know, like, I don't know, like, if this is the right time for you. You know, I feel like you could really just use a break from everything and just take some time to do nothing and get back to stillness and silence with no expectation or no preference and just kind of be for a little while and, you know, then see what happens later. And she's like, yeah, you know, and can sign up for something later. I'm like, yeah, like, there's always going to be other opportunities for us to grow with the people that we look up to. There are people that make us feel safe. And, you know, I felt so good about that. I'm like, of course, as a service provider and an entrepreneur, I need to make sales, you know, to make a living. And that's just a really real transparent thing. I'm, you know, if you know me, I don't hold back. I like to be an open book. That's a real thing. But I don't want to have somebody in my programs or mentorships or on my retreats that is going to regret the investment or going to that the investment or that the investment is going to cause them, you know, financial stress or worry, or that they are distracted because they're dealing with some personal stuff, or recovering from some personal stuff. You know, I want the people that I work with to be able to be fully present and in the moment and have, you know, no distractions so that we can dive really deep and just really embrace and embody all of the content that we're working on. And during our conversation, you know, we both agreed that this was the right thing for her right now. Just like, yeah, let's wait. And I could even see, we were on a Zoom call, and I could like see the look on her face and in her eyes where she was like, yeah, you know, and it looked like there was a big wave of relief that washed over her. And this brings me to my third point of why we should trust those in our community to make an intuitive and attuned decision about the choices and investments that they want to make. You know, here's the deal. We know in our heart of hearts, all of us, okay, when we take the time to get quiet and to listen to what we need, we will find that we know when something is aligned for us or not. And also, how offensive is it to try to convince somebody otherwise, right? Like other than what their intuition is saying. That's like, ugh. Like we know if we want something that we will make it happen when the time is right. I have big trust in my community and that they know how worthy they are of making their dreams come true and doing exactly what they need to do to make that happen for themselves. I have big, big, big trust in my community about that for sure. We can also, at the same time, right, decipher whether or not our resistance to joining something like a high-level investment training or retreat is either because it's not the right time, because we're strapped, because we don't have space in our schedule, or we're not in the right mindset, or if we're avoiding or resisting due to an inner block, something like a limiting belief, doubt, fear, right? And in that case, I would say, maybe that's an opportunity to lean into this. Not a convincing, but again, like an opening up of like, well, perhaps if you do have the time and space in your schedule and you can make this work with the resources that you have, but you're still avoiding it, well then, let's take a deeper look. you know? And I have gone through this myself many times. I would say in the past year, I've invested about $15,000 in my personal and professional growth. And I'm not going to lie, every time that I went to go make a payment to those investments, there was a little like, ooh, you know, there's a little something, something there. But I had the time and I had the resources and I had to just have the trust that what I was doing was, or what I invested in was going to pay off. Not just that, but that I could trust myself to show up for those investments and to show up for myself, and that these investments that I've been making in myself are going to pay off like 3, 4, 5 times as much, and probably later on down the line, 1,000-fold. Like, who knows? And luckily I've done a lot of this, you know, inner work, and I can tell right away when there's a little doubt or fear present, because I can feel that in my body and I can work through that and I can push past that. But there have also been times over the past year where I've wanted to invest in, you know, another coach or this or that. And I thought, you know, I actually don't have the time for that. I don't have the time. I can't give the proper time to this project right now. Or I don't have that extra dough to throw into this, even though I want to, I would love to do this, but it's not going to work out. And, you know, luckily I feel like as a collective, people are just a lot more conscious these days of like, if somebody says like, no, it's like not the right time, then there's usually like, oh, okay, no worries. You know, I haven't had any pushback in a long time. Not since I worked with Wanda. So, and of course I unfollow all of the sleazy, salesy, spiritual influencers on Instagram. But yeah, I think it's okay to open up that conversation to help someone see if there are any blind spots of resistance or low self-worth that might be keeping them from taking that jump. But as an empath, I've always been very intuitive and in touch, like, with the truth of others. I can feel it in my body. When somebody is ready for a training or a retreat or one-on-one or not. Convincing is something that I will never do, but reminding someone to connect to what's true for them, that I will for sure do. Even if that means that they don't sign up, that they don't come, that they don't join my training or my mentorship or my retreat, like, that's fine. Again, just to reiterate, I want everybody who works with me to just feel really, really, really good about their decision. So this brings me to my last point, which is why we should trust ourselves and our offerings to always reach the right people when they're ready and when we're ready too. And the only way that we're going to feel comfortable by taking this approach is by trusting what's meant for us will never miss us. Okay, I want to say that again. What is meant for you will never miss you. There's a practice in yoga philosophy that I teach to all of my mentees who are starting their mindful businesses, and it is called Ishvara Pranidhana. And in a nutshell, what it means is this. When we take the time to get really still and really present with the why behind what we do, the why that lives in our hearts, and we set our goals from that place, and we walk that path in honesty and integrity, there is literally nothing left for us to do except for to trust. It's being unattached to the outcome. And the gist is that there's no point in wasting our time worrying. We've listened to our hearts. We've followed our hearts. And now all that's left for us to do is to trust. And I love weaving Ishvara Pranidhana into business training, because it is so important. And not only does it help us to, it's kind of, again, just detach from the outcome and to focus more on, you know, the journey, but it also helps us to drop into that divine feminine flow of business, which is this, like, you know, trusting, fluid, we're safe when we follow our hearts kind of vibration. And also, I don't know about you, but I really want to work with people that are not only in the same mindset as me about this, but that are feeling really good about our decision to work together, so that we can be really present together with what we're diving into. And otherwise, it's just a waste for everyone. And I think what this all comes down to is having a deep sense of embodied trust, or really trusting that what we're doing is going to reach the right people. Those right people are going to reach back to us at the right time. And that when we can trust ourselves, when we trust the people that we're working with, when we trust the people that aren't working with us yet, that they're making the right decision, that we don't have to stress as much. And that's a beautiful thing, especially as an entrepreneur, because I have been stressed, you know, many times about just finding the right people to come on retreats and to join programs. And guess what? They always do. And I don't have to stress about it. And I'm just really grateful for that. And I think that it can be this simple for everyone. I really do. When we choose to create a business with heart and with integrity. And so, yeah, I know some of this, you know, might have been a little redundant, but I'm really clear about how I feel about this, and I wanted to share it with you. And just want to reiterate that this process of investing in ourselves is sacred. You know, it's an opportunity for us to, when something is presented to us and there's a little tug on our hearts, there's an opportunity for us to go deep within and be present with what we want and how we want to live our lives. And that's a beautiful thing. And sometimes we'll make that decision. We need some time to make that decision. Other times it's just going to be a fuck yeah, sign me up right now kind of thing. And both are beautiful. Both are perfect. And in addition, making a decision to not do something when it's not the right time is also a beautiful process as well. It's so empowering to drop in with ourselves and to be like, oh, yes, but not right now. It's so, so empowering. So thank you so much for joining me for this episode today. So appreciate you. Like I mentioned earlier, had a little bit of a rant going on social media earlier, and I wanted to go deeper. And so here I am. And here you are. And since you're here, I'm curious to know how all of this is landing with you. Have you ever been a victim of a sleazy sales experience? And how did that make you feel, if so? If you are a fellow mentor, business owner, or coach, I'd be curious to know what you think about this too. Did this shift your perspective? Were you already here on this page with me? Or, I don't know, where is all this landing in your heart? You can always just leave a comment on the podcast. I believe you can do that on Spotify. If not, you can send me a DM on Instagram or hit me up, however the internet allows. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing from you, and just once more sending you lots of love and a lot of gratitude and many blessings. Thank you. Namaste.